This is Lisa Loving. We're having a wonderful technical opportunity this morning. I'm going to bring up some music, and we're going to talk with people from Word is Bond about their amazing documentary, film that's coming up next week, January 11th. And what the heck? Let's just go right into this interview. We are joined by breathe for a second. This is live radio, in case you wondered. Good morning. We're keeping it real, and I'm Lisa Loving. Our guests this morning are Twix Williams and Cameron Casmendi. Word is Bond is producing a film that they created called The Black Stars, and the film debuts at the Hollywood Theater on January 11th. Cameron will be joining us in a few minutes. Twix, thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me. Thank you.
It's just one of those wonderful mornings where you don't know what's going to happen next, and it's kind of exciting. I mean, we're really here. It's really live. It's not recorded.
Yeah.
I do want to say, find out more about the Word is Bond documentary January 11th at the Hollywood Theater, online at mywordisbond.org, and on the Hollywood Theater website at hollywoodtheater.org/events/theblackstars. Let's start out with an overview of your work, Twix. Your company is Pink Beanie Productions. Talk about what you do.
Yeah, my name is Twix Williams. My company is called Pink Beanie Productions. We are a film making community company here located in Portland, Oregon, and we specialize in narrative film work. We do a lot of documentaries, a lot of commercials, music videos, and just all types of, you know, creative video content, you know, for whatever you need. And so, yeah.
What are some of the projects that you've already worked on?
Some projects that I've already worked on. Well, I'm really connected here with the music scene. So I have a lot of music videos that I've recently worked on that's going to be dropping very, very soon. So music videos coming soon with local artists. And we have, you know, this upcoming film with Word is Bond, you know, the documentary. And yeah.
How did you get involved in that project?
Yeah, so Lakiana, the, you know, founder of Word is Bond, reached out to me a little bit, which was like probably in the middle of summer, you know? I mean, it was like right before they was going to go to Ghana. And so basically he had reached out, and, you know, long story short, our worlds collided, and it was just like such an amazing moment, you know, for these young men that just needed to be captured, you know, for, you know, just for the community. And so it was a great project that I would, you know, that I really felt that needed to be captured. And so I just, you know, got behind it.
Did you tell us a little bit more about it? Yeah. It's a documentary about their work over the past year, about their trip to.
Yeah. So it's really highlighted on the trip. So basically,
where did you go?
We went to Accra, Ghana, and just other regions in Africa. And so basically the little bit about the documentary is it really highlights, you know, the ambassadors and just them experiencing Ghana. I mean, it's like you have 8 young men from Portland, Oregon, traveling to a place they've never been, you know? So it's like it's getting to see them, you know, just in this place and in this raw, just like something they've never been. So just really kind of just being a fly on the wall, seeing them and just seeing how that impacts them, you know? So it unravels, you know, what they are experiencing each day, you know? And I just can't wait for you guys to see it.
And we are still waiting for Cameron to get here. There's traffic. This is live radio really happening in this beautiful moment. Tell us about the kids, but they're young men.
Yeah.
The young men on this trip. We spoke with Lakiana Drury a couple of months ago about Word is Bond in general. It was an incredible interview. The young people in this program, they've traveled, I'm going to say, almost all over the country. I mean, yes, all the way to the East Coast. Mm-hmm. They met legislators in Washington, D.C. They ate Philly cheesesteak. Don't let me rabbit hole on the cheesesteak stuff. Don't let me do that. but then you know, they had it, it's like Lakayana put them on a journey.
Yes,
it was. And so you were there, and you know, I have another wonderful friend who he's with the All African People's Liberation Party, and he just traveled, Ajamu Umi. He just traveled to Africa. He's planning to retire to Africa. Whenever he goes, he says, "I'm going home."
Yes.
What was it like? Did it feel like that?
Yeah. That very sentence you said, me being a young black man in Portland, like, and my me being culturally connected to Africa, as that's, you know, where I'm connected to home, right? That's one of the first things we all experienced when we got off the plane. That was like, welcome, welcome, you know. And it was like, they kept on saying, "You're welcome." They kept on saying, you know, "Welcome." And it was just like, wow, you know. It was like, they wasn't saying "You're welcome," they were saying, "You are home," like, you know, welcome, you know. And so just that, like, being able to experience that just firsthand as myself, you know, just because it was like I was capturing this such beautiful moments, you know, but just for me to be there, I was also like taking it in myself, you know. So it was just so such a, you know, just an eye-opening moment, you know, just to see it.
I was going to say, for the young people that are in the organization who were there, they're having a life-changing experience, but you are too, and you're at work.
Yeah.
So you're having to think about camera angles and things like
absolutely.
That, and is this thing charged, and at the same time taking in kind of recording their experience.
Absolutely.
What were they going through? Like, what did the young people say when you first arrived?
Honestly, you know, like, they were just taking it in. I think the first couple of days, like, to be somewhere and grow up somewhere in a place like Portland, you know, and to be literally on a plane, you know, 10 plus hours.
Yeah, it's epic.
Into a new world, you know, someplace they've never been before, and seeing people that look like them everywhere is something that just, one, experiencing it, but seeing it was just something that, you know, you it's just such a beautiful moment, you know? So, yeah. Like, they were just taking it in and really just, you know, yeah, having a blast, you know?
If you just tuned in, our guests are from Word is Bond, speaking on their new documentary film, The Black Stars. We are right now with Twix Williams. In a few minutes, he's the film director. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Cameron Kazmende. He is a participant in the program. The film, the documentary film debuts at the Hollywood Theater on January 11th. I know I keep looking over my shoulder to see if Cameron's here. Who worked on the documentary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as far as the documentary, we have so many amazing people that helped put this thing together. Lakayana was a very big hand in being like a very big support in helping put this together. But I have my production team. We definitely put in a lot of hours, you know, behind the scenes. But if I were to name a few, we got Lakayana, we got Varsity, we got Connor, we got Ryan. You know, these are all people in the community that, you know, just love, you know, to support and just believe in the better future of Portland and the youth. So, you know, yeah, it was quite a few, you know.
I want to bring it back to the nuts and bolts of how you even make a documentary,
mm-hmm.
because a documentary film, it's a little different than, you know, one of these dramatic movies or comedies that I watch on Netflix or something like that. Like, you're trying to bring people to the scene of something real.
Yes.
But at the same time, you're using, you know, tools that you hold in your hand.
Absolutely.
So is there, first of all, like, what kind of equipment did you use? I mean, I know this is a nerdly question, but I'm dying to know.
So my approach, for the camera people out there, I took a Blackmagic Pocket 4K, and I had it rigged out to be about, you know, roughly 18 pounds. And then I wore like a huge, you know, easy rig, contraption that basically holds the camera to make it a little bit lighter, but that weight doesn't necessarily go anywhere. It's just like, it just kind of goes to your back. But, I arrived in Ghana with 5 suitcases of equipment, and to be a little bit more transparent, it was just me filming. So me as the director and me filming it, right? Like, just coming from Portland all the way to Ghana with five suitcases of equipment.
That's amazing.
You know, it's just like, it's a lot, you know? And so it's like, yeah, it's, and that was just a beautiful moment as well. Just like, I couldn't even tell you the amount of hours of footage we have, because like, just me going there, I didn't stop filming, you know? Like, it's just like, there's so much beautiful moments that I just had to, you know, take in, and just I captured. So in the film, it really, like, you see them experience something they've never experienced before, and that's just such a beautiful moment that I feel like it's so precious. And like, you're kind of a fly on the wall, you know what I'm saying? Your perspective of it is just being there too, you know, like, and just seeing each of the ambassadors slowly talk a little about their stories, and you know, just seeing them, you know, dance at I'm getting into it, but it's like, you know, just seeing them dance at certain places and getting more culturally connected and learning. It was very educational, you know, like, it was very educational, and I feel like it was just such an impact for the ambassadors. And yeah, it was I recommend everyone, you know, get a chance if you can, you know, visit Ghana. But yeah, it was such an impact for them.
You know, the part that I'm stuck on is, wow, you had to keep all that stuff charged.
Yes.
Like, I'm a journalist, and that's always the thing that's in the front of my mind, mm-hmm. is like, this is my unit, whatever unit I'm using, yeah. whether it's my phone or a camera or even, you know, some of the equipment here that we have at the radio station. Like, you always have to make sure it's charged. Like, can you just talk about that? Like,
so I'm gonna be honest, we stayed in the same place maybe at most 2 or 3 days. So I'm making an office editing suite each location we're going. You know, we're on an 18-day trip. So I'm like, I'm creating this. Okay, we're in this hotel. Let me set up my little office and create a little editing suite. Okay, we're in the next hotel, like, doing the same thing over the course of 2.5 weeks. And so, yeah, I did what I felt was natural. You know, I made myself at home at every hotel we stayed at. But just keeping everything charged. You know, like, the moment I'm shooting something, I'm dumping it onto the hard drive, right. You know, trying to organize it. And just, like, I was actually, like, the first day we got there, I had edited, like, some content, and just, like, we posted it. And so just, like, on the spot, DIT, on the spot, just, like, you know, just unraveling what we just recorded, you know. And so yeah, it was a very technical thing, you know, just to be organized and to, you know, be on my game about just the equipment, keeping things charged, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely had a system, and that, and being organized was so helpful,
right, you know? And also people in the United States, we don't really picture what Africa is really like.
Oh no.
And it's this incredible, it's a continent of huge cities and amazing beauty and tall skyscrapers. And we're often thinking of it in terms of like something that we read in National Geographic or Smithsonian Magazine. Mm-hmm. Can you, and I can see that Cameron's pulling up in the car. I'm going to go to music, and then we're going to bring this conversation back.
Absolutely.
If you just tuned in, we are keeping it real. Boy, are we ever keeping it real this morning. I'm Lisa Loving. We're speaking, our guests are from Word is Bond, speaking on their new documentary film, The Black Stars. We're with Twix Williams, the film director, and Cameron Casmende. Their film debuts at the Hollywood Theater January 11th. We're going to go to music and get our second guest on the air. And let me see if I can make the magic work. And we are not able to make the magic work, which is fascinating and amazing and an incredible opportunity. So when Cameron buzzes on the door, we're going to let him in. But I want to go back to you, Twix, about what were these urban areas like? Like, what was the landscape like? What did you see there? Did anything surprise you?
Honestly, Yeah, so when you, okay, so for me, right, when you think of Africa, you know, from what's shown on the internet, it's, I'm going to say, definitely different than what you are seeing when you actually go there, you know? So, like, when you how it's been portrayed over the internet is kind of unfortunate, because it's such a beautiful city, you know, with a lot of resources and stuff. But when you get there, there's a lot of buildings and there's a lot of, like, such beautiful landscape, you know? But to be specific, one of the things that I seen was just, like, the culture and just, like, the community of, like, you know, those that, it's like the markets are on the street, you know, and that was like one of the most, you know, beautiful things to see. And so just like seeing everyone, like when you were driving and you see people like selling belts or, you know, selling fruit, and just like that, the real culture, you know, just in the flesh, just like seeing it right out the van was just such a beautiful moment, you know? I definitely enjoyed that part about it, you know.
Did you have a favorite place that you visited, or a place that really blew your mind?
Absolutely. I have a few places that were my favorite. I would say if I had to pick one of them would probably have to be, we went to Mole Park, you know. We seen some elephants, you know, and these elephants were in a very touchable distance, a safe distance, but it was just, you know, to be that close to elephants, you know, in their natural habitat was just so powerful, you know, like, cause you can go to the zoo and like see them in Portland, but it's like they're in the enclosed, but just to see them in their natural habitat, like, and see like, not like baboons running around and warthogs and just like all types of other animals, is just like, it was just so incredible, you know? But yeah, Mole Park was definitely one of my favorite places that we traveled to.
All right, I'm gonna try one more time to see if we can go to music and see if we can make the magic work. I'm gonna try. Yeah.
Handles the driving. Pack at your pace.
Hello, and we are back with Cameron.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Right, here we go. Just, this is such an exciting morning. Trying to make all the equipment work. It makes me think of you, Twigs.
Yeah, you know.
You know, it's a place where you're at and on the African continent. But I want to come back and reintroduce everyone. Our guests are from Word is Bond, speaking on their new documentary film, The Black Stars. We're with Twigs Williams, film director.
Yes, I'm here.
And Cameron Kazmende. Say your last name for us.
Kazmende.
Kesmende great. Their film debuts at the Hollywood Theater on January 11th. Cameron, we've been waiting for you. We're excited to have you. This is definitely live radio, live community radio. And I wanted to just start out by, I know you just got here. You're probably trying to get your breath, but tell us a little bit about you. Are you a student?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I go to Wiley University in Marshall, Texas. Small HBCU. And I'm going there for computer science. And from there, I plan on becoming a software engineer.
Wow, software engineer.
Yes, ma'am.
How did you get involved in Word is Bond?
I got involved with my mom, honestly. My mom seen, like, the great work that they were doing, and she just seen, like kind of, like, the talent and the upcoming of what's going to, like, happen from there, if that makes sense.
Right.
And she really just, like, put foot forward for me to, like, get involved.
The whole community comes together.
And oh, yes, ma'am.
Moms, I'm a mom, too, and, yeah, that's our job. Can you tell us a little bit more about Word is Bond? What do you guys do?
Word is Bond is a nonprofit organization for young black men in Portland, Oregon. And we just help young black men get kind of like their foot in the door of like more experiences. Like, of course, I went to Washington, D.C. last year. And that really just got like, that helped me get more of an experience to figure out like what I want to do from there. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. I want to stay on that a little because we have been talking a little bit more about the trip to Accra, the trip to Africa. And we've talked a little bit about the film, but I want to get into more details of the film. Mm-hmm. But I want to stay with Word is Bond for a little bit because we had Lakayana Drury, as I already mentioned earlier, on this show a couple of months ago. And he talked a lot in depth about his vision of the journey that all the young men in this program have been on. And it is a journey. It's not just we're doing this program, we're doing that program.
Yes, ma'am.
It seems like everything builds on itself.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
So can you talk about what you've done? Have you been with them this whole past year?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I've been with them since 2021.
Can you talk a little bit about all the big things that you guys did last year, you know, the walking tours, the trip to Washington. Okay, we could talk a little bit about Philly cheesesteak, but not too much, you know, and with the Cheese Whiz, I don't know about that. But I want to hear more about it from you, if that's okay.
Oh, yes, ma'am. So from the walking tours, it helped me really kind of get like the spotlight as a young black man in Vancouver, Washington. So with me being young and young black man, I feel like I paved a way for young black people in Washington to really like to kind of get out of like the shadows and like to really step out, if that makes sense, and not to be afraid of just to show their beautiful, like beautiful culture.
Right. And when you, I want to go back to that. It just blows my mind that you went to Congress and you spoke with lawmakers and then you wound up going, as we were talking earlier, back home, as some people see that.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Can you connect those things? Like, did going to Washington and talking, who did you talk to in Washington? I just have to ask you more. Like, do you remember? And I don't mean to put you on the spot.
I believe it was,
It was an Oregon, it must have been an Oregon lawmaker.
Senator.
Oregon Senator, Ron Wyden, was it?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Right.
And I think it was another one. I'm blinking right now.
No, I mean, we all rushed over here. It's early in the morning. The sun is barely up. And we're live on the radio. And that is a little overwhelming. It's kind of fun for listeners because they're at home with their coffee and they're giggling. And, you know, they're petting their cat and going, that's not me right now.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
But when you, so, you know, I guess I kind of even want to look for an emotional tie. Like, I don't mean to say we're all emotional, but how was connecting with a lawmaker, that's what, you know, a senator in Washington, D.C., how did that also have an impact on when you traveled to Ghana? I mean, you must have felt strong. You must have felt I've seen it. I've done it. You know, you can't tell me anything. I'd love to hear more about it, though.
Honestly, from meeting with the senators and then going to Ghana, I feel like it kind of put that, like, for everybody, at least, like, Mr. Dury, I feel like he felt like we had that power, as in, like, we can do it all, in a way. Like, instead of, like, holding back, we can shoot for the stars and for the moon, if that makes sense, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the way that it builds, that each of these experiences builds.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Did you do one of the walking tours last year?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Tell me about what your tour was and what you did.
So I went, my tour was in Vancouver, Washington. I was at the waterfront, and I had did, I believe, 7 stops. And each of 7 stops, I just told more about like my story and who I am as a person. And it really got like, it got a lot of attention. Then my little brother is like 1 year below me. So he had did one and actually got like on the newspaper. Oh yes, man. So he was on the Columbia. So yeah.
That's dope.
Which newspaper was it?
The Columbia.
The Vancouver Columbian.
Oh yes, man.
Good for you, because they need that at the Vancouver Columbian. I said it. I said that. I want to bring it back to the documentary,
mm-hmm.
right? And I still have more questions for Twix about it, but I want to ask you, Cameron, since I guess we're putting you on the spot right now, I guess, what was it like to be, what was it like when you first landed there?
It was honestly like a shock. Like, I kind of felt welcome. Like, I remember, like, from the staff employees there, they were saying Okwabo, which means like welcome. They were saying welcome back home. So I feel like I really felt welcome and kind of, yeah, just really just welcome.
Right, right. Yeah. And was it really hot?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very different from here.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
What did you guys do? Like, what was on your itinerary? Do you remember where you visited?
We visited Accra. Then there was,
So
it was like a whole bunch of places.
Oh, it was like 18 days, right?
Right.
And just from a filming standpoint, there was, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So there was, it was 18 days, and you know, each day there was a fulfilled day schedule. was so much, you know, like, and like in the film, you know, like there's so much that you see, but it's like only day one, you know. But it's like we're in Accra, you know, we visit Mole National Park, mm-hmm. we go to Cape Coast, we get a chance to really go all over. They don't call them states, they call them regions. So mm-hmm. we get a chance to go all over, and just, you know, really unravel Africa, you know. And so, yeah, each day was a different adventure, you know. Some days you were in the van because you're traveling multiple hours, you know, on undeveloped roads, but yeah.
What did you eat? I have to ask foodie question.
I ate a lot of like of jollof rice and beef kebab. That was mm-hmm. like my favorite thing there. I literally killed that every day.
What is in jollof rice? What is that?
They made jollof rice on one of the last days, and that's also in the film. Mm-hmm. But if I can remember correctly, you got some tomatoes, you got some rice, some chicken.
And some seasonings and everything.
Yeah, a lot of seasonings, carrots, you know. And jollof rice has a lot of ingredients that go into it, you know, and it's a really fun dish to make.
Wow. And when you came home, did your family ask you stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. My mom was like, how was the food and everything? Because she likes eating fufu. So she was just asking how it was, like, homemade, if that makes sense, from being there.
Right. I want to ask a question about your mom.
Thanks, ma'am.
What's her name?
Chayla Moore.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for sending your kid over here. do you think your mom was worried about you out there? We have a lot of preconceptions about Africa in this country. We're way backwards in the United States. That's just how I see it. So I just want to ask you, what was your mom's take on that?
My mom was like, she really encouraged me to go, of course. Growing up being like at 19 years old, she was like really excited for me because most people her age and like or even older hasn't like experienced that. So that was like really like a big thing for her. She was like, yeah, go out and do it. Like, get this experience and just take in the moment.
That's wonderful. If you just tuned in, we are keeping it real. I'm Lisa Loving. Our guests are from Word is Bond, speaking on their new documentary film, The Black Stars. We're with Twix Williams of Pink Beanie Productions. He's the film director, and Cameron Casmende, who is a participant in Word is Bond. Their film debuts at the Hollywood Theater on January 11th. So many things I want to ask you. I can't wait to see this movie. Twix, I want to go back to you and say, like, can you just go over what's in the movie? Like, how are we going to experience it? What's in there?
Yeah. So I'll try to explain it, you know, because it's basically you are going to unravel the film as they do. you know? So you're going to get to experience what they experienced, you know? And the cool thing about it is how I shot it, it's like my perspective of them experiencing it. So, like, you're naturally going to see some of the ambassadors be more vocal, you know what I'm saying? They're we got real emotions, real stories, and they're in a new world, you know? So you're going to see them experience these things and have impacts, you know? Like, there's a lot of people that opened up during the film. You know, there's a lot of people that you understand why they're a little bit more, like, have been quiet and, you know, and it's like, it really, it's just so, like, it's so powerful, you know? But what you'll see is them experience going to numerous locations. You know, we have Cape Coast. That's one of them. We went to, let's say, we went to so many places, I tell you that, and trying to put that and highlight it in this best way has just been, it's been a journey. But yeah, we went to Cape Coast, and that was one of the, you know, biggest scenes in, you know, the last bath slash first bath, you know, and just being able to experience that, you know, just like, I remember they're talking about your reflections, just like what it was like, you know, just, cause it's like, education wise, we are taught, you know, about a little bit of the ships and stuff with the slaves and just like after they get to America, but we aren't really educated on what happened before, you know? So to experience that and to see that, you know, like you could talk a little bit about that, Cameron, too, just like experiencing in Ghana, like the Cape Coast, like the dungeons and all that. So it's like being able to experience that in the flesh and seeing what, you know, culturally our ancestors went through and just being there physically, it was just a different experience that was so different.
And just to walk this back for a minute, Cape Coast is a city in Ghana, and it's known for its role in the transatlantic slave trade. And there's so... You already figured out I'm a middle-aged white lady, right? And this is really deep. These are deep waters for people who are not from my culture, but my culture had an impact on it too. And this, Cameron, this takes me again to, like, you were in Washington, D.C. You were in the seat of power. You met the guy that makes laws from our state, and then you go back to visit, like, the place where the mafia starts. It's like, talk about that, like...
Honestly, I feel like it was really powerful. Like I said, for being like a young black man, I feel like this still, it kind of like put us, it's really hard to explain, but I really felt empowered by that, if that makes sense.
Were there times when you, one of the things that I hear from people is that sometimes, you know, there's this thought in the United States that African people and African American people don't get along. Like, I've heard that so many times. I used to work at the Scanner newspaper for many years, and I would hear that. You know, you don't want to invite this person because this person's from there and that person's from there. And I was like, why? What's that? Why is that a thing? And people would talk about it. But then I had somebody explain to me that some people feel like their connection, it's something about their connection that people here have with people in Africa. And can you talk about that a little? Did you feel connected to the people that you met there? And what was that like?
Was it me or Twitch?
You.
Okay, me. Honestly, I feel really connected to everybody because it was more of, like I said, welcoming. Everybody's very welcoming and it's really nice. So if it was like a stranger we'll see on the street, they'll like, dad was like, oh, welcome home, my brother. Like, they were really, really nice. And I feel like with Mordecai, I swear, guys, in Saka, like, I feel like I really feel like a really deep connection with them. They were really, really nice and kind of like a brotherhood for sure.
It's a bridge for real.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And you're going to walk around on this continent and talk about it, and you might actually be changing people's minds about stuff. It's okay if we cry. I always say that on this show. It's okay to cry. Some of this stuff is so real, and yet it seems like, you know, reality TV or something like that. Mm-hmm. What was your take on that, Twix?
Yeah, honestly, like, you know, to be in Ghana and learn about, like, to learn about it educationally, right? Because I'm African American, right? And the first part is I'm African, right? And to be an American and to travel to Ghana and to learn about my African heritage and culture It's like, I'm African-American and I'm talking to Africans. And so we are different because we grow up in different worlds, but we are the same because we come from the same root. And so that was just so impactful, just like getting to understand like more about my culture, you know, and just like, it's like I'm my whole life, I'm African-American, you know what I'm saying? And just like when I got there, one of the biggest moments was for me was when they was like, oh, where are you from? I'm like, I'm from America, you know what I'm saying? He was like, no, like, you're already home. Like, this is where you're from. And so it's like me being from America, it's like you just, it was a moment where it's like, yeah, you know, we got to remember, like, I am American, but we all come from somewhere, you know, and that's Africa. And so it's just like, it was such a moment for me, just like, you know, realizing what it is I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? African-American, you know what I'm saying? And so it was definitely, I felt more connected, you know, to my culture. And I felt like I knew a lot more knowledge and more education and was brought up to speed root wise, you know, as far as who I am as a person, you know. And so it was such a connecting moment that was important, I feel, for all the ambassadors. I mean, you know, some of the ambassadors have different, you know, ethnicities, but, you know, we're all the same. We all experience the same effect. But it was such a connecting moment that was just so important. And just me going on a trip like that to film it, but also it's like if I'm in the room with something that's happening that's really changing, you know, I'm gonna get affected too. And so I was definitely changed, and it definitely changed my perspective on just filmmaking, you know, just like the world as it is, you know, like we share the same sun. And that was just my biggest takeaway. It's like, and what's all this going on in this world, you know, with everything that's going on in this world, it's like we share the same sun. We're all together, we're all on this earth, you know, and just like we have to stick together, you know, we have to love one another. And it's just like, it was such a moment. So I've definitely felt more connected.
So when you, I just want to walk this back for a second. When you say ambassadors, the ambassadors are all the participants in Word is Bond.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
How many were you?
I believe it was 12 or 13 of us.
So, yeah, it was 12 ambassadors originally. However, with you know, with taking 12 students from Portland to Ghana, it is not easy.
Yes,
you know, you need passports, you need visas. And so only 8 of them were able to go on the trip, but it was supposed to be originally 12.
Mm-hmm.
So
that must have been heartbreaking.
It was a little heartbreaking, you know. And just like, I know Lakiana, he works hard, you know. Yeah. He worked very hard to get every one of them. I mean, it was literally out of his control, you know. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, those ambassadors that didn't make it, I'm sure going to go on the next trip, because this thing is like, here's the thing, these ambassadors that went on this trip to Ghana were, you know, like the pioneers, because they planned to do this. Word is Bond plans to take 500, you know, like, I'm sure he told you, like, his vision for, you know, the future is just so strong and powerful. And so, like, you know, being in Word is Bond, it you know, you get connected to opportunities to experience this places like Ghana. And so they plan to take, you know, more students there to, you know, just experience it. And so, yeah, it was 12, but 8 were only able to go.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Were you going to say something about that, Cameron?
Oh, honestly, he really spoke for me. It's really powerful. Yeah. Like, really impactful.
I want to say, and you met Ron Wyden. When you are having a difficult time, I'm just like, now I'm going to rabbit hole. I'm going to do an aside. The value of meeting someone like that is that if you have a hard time getting a passport, if someone's giving you a hard time at the post office or something, I did not just say that. If somebody's giving you a hard time at one of these bureaus where you get that, there's this thing called constituent services, and you can actually tap his staff. You can call him up and say, hey, we're doing this year and we need all of our ambassadors to get what they need. Like, what can you do to help us? That's the part of the value and the beauty of meeting someone. I'm pointing at you right now. You can't see me, but I'm pointing at people.
Yeah.
That you're building relationships, and you really are gathering power with that. So don't be shy about calling up Ron Wyden. Don't be shy about it. Or his chief of staff. Constituent services is what that's called. God, I'm a nerd. Okay. You are listening to Keeping It Real. I'm Lisa Loving. Our guests are from Word is Bond, speaking on their new documentary film, The Black Stars. We're with Twix Williams, the film director, and Cameron Casmende. Their film debuts at the Hollywood Theater on January 11th. Twix, what does the title mean? Where does the title come from?
Yeah, so Black Stars, right? The Black Stars, it really is an umbrella for all the black young creatives, students, future doctors, you know, it's an umbrella, and it's to highlight, you know, the youth, and just anyone that is of color, you know. And so it's like, you could be a young woman, you know, and it's like, you're still a black star. Like, this, it's at the beginning of the film, you're brought to text, and these texts is very impacting, you know. I don't want to spill too much, but you know at the very beginning of the film, there's a question, you know, and so it's really connecting, you know, to the overall film. But just like being a black star, you know what I'm saying, being empowered to your full potential, you know, and just how important that is. And so, yeah, Black Stars is you know, these ambassadors are walking testimonies of being a black star, you know. So yeah,
and this organization is, I want to say it's two or three, it's maybe 3 years old, 4 years old, and you're building community, more and more people, more and more empowered people.
Yes.
And that's not a small thing. Pretty soon you're going to be having a convention center event,
right?
Just with the ambassadors.
Yeah.
Who do you hope watches this film?
I'll go first. For me personally, as a young black man in Portland, this film is for the youth. Like, in the most beautiful thing about this whole film is it's by the youth. It's like, when I wasn't much older than the ambassadors, you know? I'm only 22, and some of them were 21, but it's like, me being on this trip, right? And being able to watch them experience this and at their age, and just like seeing how it impacts them, you know. And when you watch a documentary, it's most of the times people that are a lot older, and you know, just, you know, like, you know, when you watch a documentary and you just see people that are older, and it's like, you see, you respect your elders, and you take you take in what they're telling you, but it doesn't hit as hard when you see someone, you know, like when you see someone your same age, it's like, oh, I'm going to do this too. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, that's relatable. So it's like, there's so many components in the film of relatability. And that is what our youth need, you know, because we are not in this alone. We're on this together, and we're all going through things that are so like the sun thing. We're all under the same sun. Like, we're all going through something. And so this film really caters to the youth, you know, and it's like, the youth have something to say, and you need to listen. So that's just my take on it, but you can go ahead.
What do you think, Cameron? Who should watch this film?
I feel like the youth, honestly, but I kind of want to get it. I'm praying it goes worldwide, of course, to inspire young black creators and this, everything like that. Yeah, mainly just the youth paving the way.
There is a growing movement of young black creatives in this town, which is beautiful to see. It's surprising. And I mean, and I'm, you know, Twix, I actually never asked you about like the history of your organization, of your business.
Yeah.
Can you just talk a little bit about what made you decide to become a filmmaker? And I have to say, you can't be in the studio with us right now, but he's got a black beanie with a pink beanie on it. It's freaking cool. Anyway, talk about how, you know, your journey as a creative.
Yeah. Being an artist, that was the first thing, you know. Just, I come from a family of entertainment, you know. My mom, she was in entertainment, she is currently in entertainment, not was, she's currently in entertainment. And so, you know, when it comes to filmmaking, you know, that was something that was always around, you know. And so I just was fortunate enough to experience that. And so I you know, I credit and develop my own lane of you know, art. And so just with me creating a brand, that really helped, you know. Just it's Pink Beanie Productions, and a small story behind it is I started wearing a pink beanie, you know, and as an artist, you know, I wore a beanie, and it was like a small snowball that turned into something bigger than I'd even imagined. And so I put the beanie on a beanie, and that just is like a representation of just me. And so my production, it was a snowball effect, because like when I first started, I was doing videos around town and, you know, was in the music scene. But, you know, it started to, you know, venture out doing different various projects, and just the evolution of it is honestly amazing, you know. And I've been impacted by so many, and I've impacted so many, and it's such a, you know, beautiful thing.
You know, and Cameron, I wanted to ask you this, but I'm going to talk about Twix right now. Like, I'm talking about him right in front of him. But he's described, like, what it looked like when he was on this trip with you guys. Can you describe what he looked like? He was hanging with equipment.
Yeah, he was, like, really dedicated and really, like, shots in. Like, he was really, like, foot forward. Although, like, we tried our best to help him with, like, with his equipment off the camera. But, like, he was, like, all about it, like, making sure we got everything done.
Yeah, you have to. You have to be like that. And what I'm getting at is, as you go there and you bring all your equipment, and I know that you're a one-man band, but yeah. you are a role model for all these young ambassadors too. And I know that it's brilliant to start out thinking, I'm going to go into technology. But technology is vast. Like, that can be so many different things.
Oh, yes,
you have no idea what some of these young people are took in and how that's going to sprout 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
Absolutely.
That's the part that I love about Word is Bond. Like, you're throwing seeds around.
Yeah.
Right. And I wanted to come back to Pink Beanie Productions. What's next for you, Twix Williams? What are you going to do next, or what are you working on now?
Yeah. Well, currently, like, to bring you up to speed, Pink Beanie Productions has been around town for going on 6 years. And so I've been doing this for about 8 years, you know. And so me being a young man in Portland, you know, I had a lot of opportunities that I had to go find myself. You know, being a black creator is not easy in Portland, you know, because it's not as accessible to get, you know. So there's a lot of opportunities that I had to find myself, and there was a lot of things I had to learn myself, you know. I decided, you know, college is great, but it just wasn't for me. So everything that I'm doing is, you know, straight off of YouTube University, you know. And so there are moments where in my career, I feel like I would have gotten way further if I had the opportunity a lot sooner. So what I've done was I also started another nonprofit called BTS PDX. And what that does is it caters to youth, you know, and just people that are aspiring to be in the production world. And so what that does, and I started that with Ebeth Hernandez. And so what it is, it's like, it's a community for aspiring youth and whomever to learn about filmmaking and to be taught by other filmmakers, you know. And it's like, it's such a beautiful thing, because it's like, if I knew, you know, how to, you know, do certain things with film a long time ago, you know, with resources and opportunity, I'd be so much further. But I'm so glad I did it how I did it, because, you know, I'm in a position now where I can give back to my youth, you know. And I feel like that's so important. It's pivotal for me at this moment, because I can connect to the youth. And I feel like, bringing it back to the film, one of the biggest things is Word is Bond took 8 young black men to Ghana, you know, and it was filmed, you know, by a young black man. So it's like that in itself is just powerful, because I'm not, like, again, I'm not much older than them. So it's like me being fresh, having fresh eyes, filming it in such a different way, you know, not the traditional way, but just a different way, is just so different. And I think you're going to see best of both worlds just with the film. But yeah, bring them back. I have a nonprofit that I've started to really help other youth.
You know, I'm old now. People who are listening already know that. And I have been in newsrooms for 40 years.
Yeah.
And I have to talk for a second about, and Cameron's going to study technology, which is it's a planet. That's a planet. Yes, it could be anything. But what strikes me is how different it is how we do news, because that's my thing is how we do news. Like when I started, when I was your age, I'm not pointing at everybody all the time. Stop doing that. When I was your age, we typed up our stories on a typewriter and gave the paper that the stories were printed on to a lady. It was always a lady who sat at this big machine that was the size of a pinball machine or a video game. And that lady always had like a squeezed up face. I don't know why. And I've known so many of those ladies. And she would retype the stories into that machine. And it turned out inside that machine, it was kind of like a photo developing machine. It was kind of like a 1 hour photo developer, except it was faster than that. And she would type this stuff and it would come out in strips. Strips of words, and then we would go back and take those strips and put wax on the back of them and glue them to paper, right? So that they were in columns. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy, right? Yeah. And, you know, and now I actually just got trained in the KBOO newsroom yesterday. I'm going to be a news producer again. And amazing, Althea. Is the news director showed me how she does it now, how they do the news now. And now, because of the pandemic, she had to innovate all the ways that people could contribute remotely. And there's a lot of technology. There's many softwares involved. And not only that, there's many different communications platforms involved between the producers and the reporters. And the word is autodidactic. Autodidactic is the word that means you're teaching yourself something. And when you're doing filmmaking, you have to do that because, I mean, who knows 10 years from now how we're going to be doing that? I remember when Spike Lee did his first film on a digital camera instead of using those big cameras, and it was people freaked out.
Yeah.
But I mean, pioneer in filmmaking. Now people do that all the time, and it doesn't impact the quality of the film. It doesn't, which blows my mind. I want to bring this back before it's too late to Cameron and say, I don't want me to put you on the spot, but what is your vision for what you really want to be doing with your life? You're going to go to college. You're going to study technology. You're probably going to learn all kinds of things. and it's going to be changing even as you're there. Like, where do you see yourself being 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I see myself really working at, like, of course, I'm really shooting for, like, Google, honestly, Google or Microsoft. But I really want to become also a black, like, business owner. Because I feel like being in Portland, Oregon, you rarely see any. So I feel like for me to really like shoot for that be something I would really like need to achieve, like for sure.
Google and Microsoft are major centers for innovation.
Oh, yes,
and so
ma'am.
That's kind of what we're talking about as well.
Yes, ma'am.
So in the few minutes that we have left, we're starting to run out of show. Why is this work important, Twix? Why is this work important, what you're doing?
this work is important because, quite frankly, someone has to do it. You know, and, you know, there's a leader and there's a follower, but within that, we have to teach the followers to become leaders, you know? And so it's just, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, you know, and it's one day at a time, one live at a time, but it's important because, you know, there's so much to be done, you know, but, you know, we're doing what we can. And that's the important part, as long as you're going. So, in a way, it's important in so many different ways. But the fact that, you know, it's going is what matters.
And I want to add to that really quickly. You are focusing on ambassadors. You're focusing on African American males.
Oh, yes,
but
ma'am.
Now we're talking about some of the best and brightest people in our society, and that's the place where it impacts everyone.
Yes.
Cameron, what were you just gonna say?
Oh,
why is it important? You know,
because I feel like somebody, like what Twix said, really somebody needs to pave the way. And I feel like even now for like us, like older ambassadors, we're trying to pave the way for our younger ones so they can go out and really just keep on doing the same thing. So it's like a snowball effect, as in like the next group as well. They'll like have the same experience and just get more done, just add on to it.
Have you seen any other program like Word is Bond anywhere you've been?
Honestly, no.
I have not. I haven't seen and this is no shots to any nonprofit or any organization here in Portland. I haven't seen a organization take, you know, young men in the most crucial time to a place like Ghana. Like, not across, you know, the country, but out the country in a totally mm-hmm. different environment. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's just the most, because they could have, Wordis Bond could have sat them down and took them on a journey on watching so many documentaries about Ghana, you know, but to be there in the flesh is something that's different.
It's transformative.
And that is just it. And my life has changed, you know. I'm sure Cameron, your life has changed, like, just like the way you think, the way you see, you know, just everything, you know. And so that's just most important. But I don't know, I hope there is more people that I hope there's more opportunities, you know, because Wordis Bond can't be the only one, and it should not be the only one. And if we are the only one, we need that help. We need that support. You know, we need that funding. We need all types of things to help, to really pave the way, to help impact these people. You know, so.
Okay, last question. What's the most important thing for our listeners to know about the Black Stars, which is going to be at the Hollywood Theater this weekend? What's the most important thing for everyone to know about it?
The most important thing that people should know about the Black Stars film is that you have youth that have a story, and they want it to be heard. So you need to listen.
All right. I want to thank you both for being here. This was just this show was so eventful.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
All right. We've been speaking with Twix Williams and Camarende Casmende. Find out more about the Wordis Bond documentary January 11th at the Hollywood Theater, The Black Stars. It's online at mywordisbond.org. Find out more about them, too, and figure out ways that you can support them. And you can find out more about the film at the Hollywood Theater website. I love technology. Don't you love technology? At the Hollywood Theater website at hollywoodtheater.org /events/ The Black Stars. You're listening to Keeping It Real with Lisa Loving. Oh my God, this show has been so real. So real. I'm trying to bring the music back. Here we go. You're listening to Keep It Real with Lisa Loving on KBOO Portland. Special thanks to KBOO Public Affairs Director Ender Black and Program Director Asia Hawthorne for making this all possible. Get involved by emailing volunteer@kboo.fm. Hey, and if there's somebody out there that wants to be a volunteer board operator, an engineer, send an email. We need you. You can tell we need you. I need you. Come on, step up. You can make a contribution to support programming like this at kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to this number 44321. Thanks for being with us and stay tuned.